Another edition here of KFC Radio brought to you by Movement Watches. Join the movement. Become a part of something bigger than yourself. It's like Barstool Sports. You don't just read a blog. You're a stoolie. You don't just listen to a podcast. You're deeply entrenched in the weird world of KFC Radio. That's what Movement Watches is like for the fashion club timepiece industry. Movement Watches creates high-quality watches that start at just $95. They've got different faces, different bands, leather, metal, white face, dark face, blue hands, all sorts of different color combinations. There's over 1 million watches sold out there in the world right now. It is a full-blown movement. This is like when you start something, like when I started For Sure Not, and it grew, and I became part of Barstool. That's what it's like with the Movement Watch series, seriously changing the watch industry. Movement Watches, MVMTWatches.com/KFC. You can get 15% off your order today with free shipping and free returns if you want to send them back. MVMTWatches.com/KFC. Join the movement. All right, it's KFC Radio. Big guest today. I'd like to welcome Noah Syndergaard to the program. What's up, Blister Boy?
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, what's up with that, you big baby?
Oh, you know, just had a little flare-up around the second inning or so, and then kind of popped around the fifth, and kind of screwed me over in the rest of my outing.
I got a text from my mom afterwards. She's like, what the hell is this about? He pitches spring training all year, all spring. He's fine. Opening day, blister. She's not happy with you, dude.
I don't know what happened there.
All right. It was good. It was a good performance otherwise. I feel like a blister is the only thing that saved them from you going like nine innings and just mowing them down.
Yeah. It was just a little too easy.
I like it. I like the cockiness. All right. I got 10 questions for Noah Syndergaard. This is brought to you by Sports Crate. You want to tell us a little bit about Sports Crate, Noah?
Yeah, Sports Crate is a monthly subscription package for fans. It really offers a lot of exclusive gear. Like looking at a figurine right now, a little action figure of myself that is pretty awesome looking. You should probably get one for your desk or your mantle or whatever you have.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring it home for Shay. I'll let her play with a Syndergaard Thor figurine. How's that work?
Right on, yeah.
I feel like that's kind of like, you know, when you've made it, when Sports Crate is doing an exclusive action figure of you. That's a good sign that you're doing things right, right?
Right.
All right, so let's get into these 10 questions with the man himself, Thor. We begin with question number one. Who has the best hair on this pitching staff?
Obviously, yours truly.
I did not expect any other answer than that. Who has the worst hair on this pitching staff?
The worst hair on the pitching staff. Just because, I mean, I'm just not too high on the guy right now, but David Wright.
You're just knocking your boy David's hair?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Why? What don't you like about it?
I don't really know. I just don't feel like being nice to the guy this morning.
I love it. Number two. How good is a high school reunion going to feel after that infamous yearbook picture of you went viral?
Huh. Amazing. You know, that was way back in the day, my baby fat days. And
dude, baby fat ends when you're like five. You were like 16 years old. You were just a fat kid.
I was a late bloomer.
Yeah, to say the least, man. You were a fat fuck in high school. When that went viral, I'm assuming, you know, someone from your high school just takes a picture, tweets it out there, it makes the rounds. When that went viral, were you like, oh, shit?
No, I embrace it.
I guess it's easy to embrace when you're, you know, a Major League Baseball pitcher now.
Exactly.
If you were like a scrub working a cube desk, you'd be like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah, I'd probably wouldn't like that very much.
So number three on the list of 10 questions with Noah Syndergaard. Your famous line a couple years ago during the World Series was, you got a problem, you can meet me 60 feet 6 inches. Who is the number one person you want to meet at the mound, 60 feet, 6 inches?
The number one person?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Met, probably.
That son of a bitch. I knew you were going to go there. Tell me about this beef with him. How did it start, and how do you think it's going to end?
Yeah, I really don't know how it's going to end, but hopefully pretty soon, some kind of sick of the guy. But it just happened to be that I realized one of these days that I was not too fond of mascots. Maybe I do have an underlying fear of them.
Okay.
Just because they're huge and stealthy, and you never know what's really on the inside of them, and it just creeps me out.
Yeah, you never know what's going on the other side of that big baseball head.
Yeah, you don't know. You can't trust them.
Well, a word of advice here for maybe a way to end the beef. Working here at Barstool recently, we've seen that the best way to stick it to someone is to sleep with their girlfriend. So maybe you holler at Mrs. Met, see what happens.
I like that idea.
Spiteful.
She is a fox.
She is, though, right? I mean, every time I see her, I'm like, yo, call me, girl. She's sexy. Number four, you were just mentioning what seems to be your least favorite player on the team, David Wright. Have you ever thrown David Wright's lunch in the trash?
No, not yet.
Not yet. That's the that's the key word there, yet.
Yeah, yeah.
When DW and whoever else it was threw your lunch in the trash, that was your first spring training. Those guys were pissed at you because you were eating when you shouldn't have been, whatever it may have been. And at the time, you were still earning your stripes, so I kind of get it. But now you burst on the scene right away. You became a major part of that staff. Do you ever bust those guys' balls? Like, you know.
No, constantly.
I mean, I would never, ever let that go.
No.
Number five on the list here. Is it weird having the same nickname as your dog?
Not really, no. We got him when I was a...
That's an incorrect answer. That's wrong, Noah. False.
You think it's weird?
Yeah, I think it's fucking weird. If people just started calling me Duncan, I'd be like, what's going on here, dude? That's my dog's name.
Oh, you got a point. Well, come on now. I got that dog when I was a junior in high school, and I didn't get that nickname until 2012, maybe.
Well, yeah, because you were fat when you were a junior in high school. No one's going to call a fat kid Thor.
I was a stud when I was a junior in high school.
Were you getting girls in high school, Noah?
It took me about that time to start getting girls.
I think it's weird as shit that, like, it's all Thor, 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 and then when you go home, you call the dog Thor. Like, nobody in your family can call you Thor, right? Because they call the dog that.
They still find ways to work around it.
You got a weird family, dude. You're like a family of Vikings. I don't know what goes on in the Syndergaard house.
Is family a little weird?
Yeah, I guess so. Yours seems extra weird. You got giants running around and people with the same name as dogs. The whole thing's weird.
Yeah.
Number six on the list. Your boy Derek Jeter has retired. He's moved on. He's wifed up, popping out a kid. So he's hung it up. He's off the field, and he's hung up his cleats when it comes to the social scene. So who has a better chance of filling Derek Jeter's shoes when it comes to the ladies? You or Matt Harvey?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously myself, the better-looking fella.
Now, I mean, obviously Matt Harvey would vehemently disagree with you. The guy thinks he's like a supermodel. I don't think I see him either in a baseball uniform or a three-piece suit every single time he steps out of the house. He thinks he's a big playboy. I feel like he might have the edge. What do you think of that?
No, that's fine with me. I don't care.
Oh, shut up. Yes, you do.
Nah. Not really.
That's a cop-out. Number seven on the list. What was a better feeling? Hitting two home runs or when you struck out 13, your career high?
Hitting two home runs.
Yeah, I mean, that's – listen, I hope you go on to many things. I feel like you're going to be a Cy Young candidate this year. I feel like we got a good chance at a World Series this year. I don't think anything's going to top hitting two home runs in a game.
No, that's awesome.
Do you resent Bumgarner a little bit because he swings the stick?
No, not really. He's not fun to pitch against, nor is he fun to hit against.
No, so. He's a fucking savage. I wonder when are you guys going to figure this out? Like, you can't just throw him – you can't groove him fastballs anymore.
Well, we try, and we pitch him like he's a normal hitter, and it doesn't always work out that way.
Number eight on the list of 10 questions with Noah Syndergaard. Give me your best Bartolo Colon story. I know you were a big Bartolo fan. I know you repped the big, sexy movement. I feel like you got to be pretty mad at management for letting your boy go. But as you look back, you know, he's pitching against you tonight. He's pitching against the Mets tonight. As you look back, what was your best memory with King Bart?
Best memory, I mean, obviously him hitting his his home run.
That was probably one of the greatest sports moments of all time, to be honest.
Yeah. He's just a big jokester. The one thing I don't miss about Bartolo is when he'd have this giant foam roller that he would carry around, and when people weren't paying any attention, he would bang that foam roller on a table and just scare the crap out of everybody, and he would think it's the most hilarious thing in the world.
Speaking of giant foam rollers, what was your best story with Juan Uribe, Dark Sexy, who is rumored to have a Coke can that swings around in the locker room? What's your best story with him?
Ooh.
Can you confirm or deny the rumors that Juan Uribe has a Coke can?
I'm not going to say anything.
Good answer. Good answer.
I don't know where you're getting your information from.
I have very reliable sources. I don't even need you to confirm it. I know what Juan Uribe is rocking.
You have pictures, don't you?
You know what? I wish someone would send me pictures. I got to see the thing with my own eyes. It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, the back of your background on your phone.
Yeah, my lock screen for sure. Speaking of putting things above the mantle, I'll put that up there. It's like the Loch Ness Monster, man. Got to confirm its existence.
Holidays are going to be real weird.
Whatever, says the guy who has the same name as the family dog.
You're not coming to family Thanksgiving, then.
You would be lucky to have someone like me be a dinner guest at the Syndergaard Thanksgiving.
It'd probably be a big, dull moment.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, sure. That's a lot coming from you, pal. Number 9 on the list of 10 questions for Noah Syndergaard. How did it feel to end Adam Rubin's career, the big crybaby?
I miss that guy.
No, you don't. Nobody misses that guy. He sucked.
I got nothing there.
When you sent him that picture of the tissue box, was there ever any discussion about that? Did he ever bring it up to you?
Actually, no.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. Speaking of people I'd like to meet 60 feet, 6 inches, Adam Rubin, catch me out there, man. Number 10 on the list. Last question. You made your Game of Thrones appearance. Yeah. Or have you done it yet, or will you be making it?
Yeah, I did it last November.
Okay. First of all, how did it go? Is it like you're just an extra, or do they give you a speaking part, or what?
No, I'm just an extra. No speaking part. But I heard you're not a fan of me being in the show.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, dude. I've been doing this whole Mets thing a long time, longer than you have, okay? When you put on the Mets uniform, when you play for this franchise, things go terrible. The worst things that can happen seem to always happen. So I don't need you on a set with fucking swords and fighting and dragons and stuff. Who knows what could happen? We got to focus on baseball. We got to focus on you winning a Cy Young. I don't need you on television.
You're such a diva sometimes.
I'm just looking out for you and this franchise, pal. That's all. That's all. Let me ask you, when you're on the set, did you get a chance to hit on Cersei or any of the other ladies of Game of Thrones?
No, it sucks because they only they film in all kinds of different areas. I only met I got to meet one character. I met Bronn, and I saw Jaime Lannister from a distance.
Yeah, I guess you can't hit on either of those.
Yeah.
You got a raw deal, dude. You got to make a second appearance and be like, I need a scene with Cersei. I need a scene with Khaleesi. Give me the goods.
Oh, scene with Khaleesi.
Imagine a Noah Syndergaard sex scene with Khaleesi. Talk about set the internet on fire. Jeez. I'm actually going to give you one more bonus question here, the 11th question of 10 questions with Noah Syndergaard. Why did you lie about being in a fender bender when you were supposed to do an interview with me like 2 years ago? Because that was the biggest lie that I've ever been told.
You want my incident report?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I want proof. I want you to tweet out a picture of your incident report because I think there is no chance that you were in a car accident that day.
All right.
You're a big liar, Noah Syndergaard, but...
Jake from State Farm call you.
Yeah. Until I hear from Jake, I'm not believing it. But the bottom line is, you fucking throw a hammer, you're going to win a Cy Young this year, and I think you're going to win a World Series. What do you think of that, pal?
That sounds good to me.
Make it happen, because I'm sick of being a loser. All right? Do it for me. Not for your dog, not for Game of Thrones, not for yourself.
Loser,
do it all for me.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you, pal. Thanks a lot for calling in.
No problem. See you later.
Later. All right, a very special thanks to Noah Syndergaard for taking some time out. I wish I had done that interview early in the morning, and like right after I finished up, the New York Post ran that article about his smoke girlfriend.
She's a rocket.
She is sexy.
Yeah, she's.
I wish I kind of knew that before I was like, busting balls about who gets hotter chicks, him or Harvey. It's like, well, we got like Adriana Lima, kind of washed up, who's got like baby fever, versus Thor, who's got this new blonde
college soccer player.
Yeah, I was like, it sounds weird to say like Harvey got smoked because he's banging Adriana Lima, but timing's everything. To get Adriana Lima on the deck. I mean, let me ask you that question. Who do you think wins that matchup?
All day, college girl.
Yeah.
Because not only Adriana Lima has been around, and I'm not even talking like looks depreciating or anything like that. She just expects so much now.
Yeah.
She's been a supermodel forever. You have
high
to treat her like a princess.
Yeah.
This fucking college chick from BU who just lived on Comm Ave is like, oh, front row seats of the Knicks.
I was going to say,
this is the best night ever.
You take her to courtside. That best night. It's the best year ever. This chick's riding high. Noah's got it made, dude.
But she has, you know, I mean, like, that chick, I'm sure she has very high standards because a girl like that doesn't just have one athlete lover, I feel like.
Probably.
You know, maybe not even the athlete, but like,
she's been pursued by top-notch guys.
She's been treated well her whole life.
Yeah.
But Adriana Lima's been treated like Adriana Lima her whole life.
Right. There's a difference between well and supermodel.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But that picture of Thor that the Post had, he's like sitting there. She's like leaning in, rubbing her fingers through his hair, like looking into his eyes, like, I will do anything you want. And Thor's just chilling. It's like, obviously, the guys like Brady and the superstars who have hundreds of millions and tons of championships, those guys are the elite of the elite. Then you take a step down to like the normal athletes, that guy's riding high. 6'6", 240, that hair, that signature look, living in New York, cocky as fuck, and like backing it all up. He's up there right now.
Yeah, I would say definitely. Although I liked how you brought up his size, because there was a point in that interview that I didn't like, and it was you bashing baby fat. And how, if you're a junior in high school,
you don't have baby fat when you're taking your high school yearbook picture, John.
Bro, I sit here, a 28-year-old man who's baby fat.
You're just fat.
No.
When you're 28,
no,
it's just called
baby
fat.
I have baby fat on me. And one day it's going to go away, and I'm going to be Thor, and you're going to eat these words.
Really?
You're going to eat them up. Nom, nom,
sure.
Nom.
Yeah. Like a baby. Like a fucking fat baby.
You're going to spit it all over the place like a Gerber bitch, and fucking, I'm gonna be just a stud once this baby fat melts away.
Right.
You'll see.
I'm waiting for that day, dude.
You'll see.
It's coming.
Let me get a couple more Doritos in me real quick.
He was, it was a good interview. It's funny because I got to know him a little bit now, just texting with him. And, you know, it's funny when I know what he's really like, and then he does an interview where he's smart about it. He's professional about it. He knows what he can and can't say here in New York. And I asked him a few questions, and I'm like, could have answered it this way. You could have said that, but he's a smart guy. So the Mets fan in me likes
the Juan Uribe one comes to mind.
Who would you want to fight at 60 feet 6 inches? I promise you there are other answers that would be very good. The interviewer in me is like, say it. I know who you want to say it. And he goes with the safe route, Mr. Met. The Mets fan in me likes that. I don't need any controversy. I just want you to pitch. I just want you to play ball. But the interviewer is like, come on, give me what I want. Let's go viral, bitch.
Like you said about covering things, though, I feel like Noah's getting to the point where like, you can just say it.
Oh yeah, he will.
Right.
If he has like a big year, I think there's still a little bit of scrutiny going on. But I think that if he breaks out, and when you get to that point, man, I've said it before, when you can reach the Manny being Manny level, which is a little different. That's like
Pedro being Pedro. Be like, I'll fucking beat him in the ass. I don't give a shit.
And when you can back it up, and people just like you otherwise, you have to be likable. You know,
yeah.
Like there's no A-Rod being A-Rod. Everybody hates everything he said,
right.
Even though he was good and backed it up. When people like you, and you can back it up, and you can say whatever you want, and you get a free pass, that is the ultimate level of success. You are never stressed. Doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want because you're fucking awesome at whatever game. And the media likes you, and the fans don't care. It's hard. There's very few people that can get there, but when you do...
I can't think of someone who's there right now.
Let's see. There's got to be somebody there right now.
Gronk is there.
Gronk,
he can do what he wants, but he doesn't say what he wants. He can't say anything.
But he could. He doesn't, but he could.
Yeah, he could.
Because they're winning. I mean, when he was wrestling at WrestleMania, like it helped that they just won the Super Bowl because... He was injured, and he wasn't playing, and it's not like that WrestleMania appearance is going to affect his health one way or the other.
He took literally three steps. Some assholes got mad about it.
Of course.
He asked Bill Belichick. If Bill Belichick says it's okay, then it's
okay.
Fucking okay.
I understand that, but had they not won the Super Bowl, and he was injured and out, and then you're out there doing like silly physical antics, while I know there's no cause and effect, I can understand there's going to be backlash.
Right.
But you won, so it doesn't matter. You're statistically probably the best of all time.
One.
Go wrestle, bro.
Didn't guarantee a six, but says we're getting our six next year. He's like, I'm going to be a part of that one.
Fuck! Fuck you guys. Absolutely fuck you guys. we have a very... do I even call her special guest anymore? It's just like Kelly's here.
Yeah, I don't think that I get that title
you
anymore.
You dropped special.
Yeah, just Kelly.
Not that special.
Used to be special Kelly, now you're just...
Mm-mm.
Just fan.
Now
which
I'm
is a good
thing. Now I just never leave. Yeah. So it's like...
Can't be special if
that.
You never leave.
No. Mm-mm.
So we're going to get into some antics with her. But first, there are two ways to travel. One, you can have office manager Brett book all your travel for you. In which case, you're going to end up traveling for like 10 to 12 hours. You're going to go like halfway across the country to come all the way back. You're going to have three or four connecting flights. You'll probably miss a couple of them. And you'll have to drive 2 hours in a rented car to get to your hotel. Or you can use Upside. Upside is the best way to book your travel. Every time you book a trip with Upside, you save a ton of money. And they just give you Amazon gift cards. $100, $200, sometimes $300 every single time you book a trip. So just book a trip and get money. Why would you not? The way they do it is clever. They bundle all your flights and your hotel together for one low price. By bundling, it saves you money, especially if you're doing business travel. So you get those free Amazon gift cards. You travel and you get to wherever you need to. And if you're a frequent business traveler, your company saves a ton of money, and you can get thousands just for buying your air and hotel together at Upside. You get all your miles still. That all goes to your personal account, and it makes it very easy for one low price. So go to Upside.com and use the code KFC, and you're guaranteed to get at least a $200 Amazon gift card your first trip. So if you're going to go somewhere, book it with Upside, and you're guaranteed to get at least $200 back. Why would you not? The code KFC gets you at least a $200 Amazon gift card for free. How could you not do it? It's a no-brainer. Once again, Upside.com, promo code KFC. Minimum purchase is required. See site for details. Upside.com, promo code KFC. Kelly Keys came in the building today. And if you're not aware of how the Barstool headquarters is set up, the elevators open up and you just walk out into the office.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly came in so hot with her big, beautiful eyes buried in her iPhone like, there's breaking news. There's breaking news. Drama City in the world of The Bachelor.
There is.
I've never seen... It was almost like sports for us. That's like your sports equivalent. If I was like, oh my God, the Mets signed Cespedes. Oh my God. You were like, Luke Pell has been... dating these girls and telling them they're going to be on The Bachelorette, you were juiced up.
Yeah, well, I had gotten, you know, it's for real when you get like DMs about it, like just want to make sure you didn't miss this, and I, like random people, and I was like, oh fuck, I did miss this. Like, when did this happen? It turns out it had been like 5 minutes.
Seconds. Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. And then I started getting tweets about it, and apparently Luke Pell, who I like used to be so obsessed with, and then I met in person, it was kind of douchey, but whatever, still like, I get it. Has been promising girls that they're going to win The Bachelor when he was like supposed to be The Bachelor, and then they like ripped the rug out from under him, and then Nick became The Bachelor, who sucks. We all hate.
Nobody likes that guy.
Literally.
The whole world.
It's so bad. So anyway, but during that time, before he didn't think he wasn't going to be The Bachelor anymore, he was promising girls like, hey, let's go on a couple dates. Like, you're cute, whatever. Let's date. And like, I'll make sure you go far on The Bachelor. Like, you'll win the Bachelor with me. Did it to like four girls. And I was like, that's
a great move.
It's a great move, but it's also like, win is a hard one. Cause it's like, and then we'll get married.
Well, that's
is that
the
what
thing.
Happens if you win the Bachelor?
All these girls were like, oh my God, like I would do anything to like marry this guy. And they obviously don't know about each other. So they're thinking like, I am the one. So somebody else threw this at me. I'm kind of pissed that now I was robbed of that drama. Like all these girls coming in being like, Luke told me he would marry me.
Would have been a great season of
so
The Bachelor.
So now I'm like, I'm like, is this maybe like planted on purpose? Like, is this going to happen? I don't know.
You've got to be a special kind of fucking idiot if you're a chick believing that.
Yeah.
You got to be a dummy.
What's the worst lie you've told?
The worst lie I've told to
a girl? Like to get a girl?
I've always told like fun lies that are like clearly a lie. You know, I've never had like a... you know what? The longest con
I
ever had...
Did the girls know they were clearly lies?
Yeah, they were so... Like I would tell people that like I used to snowboard behind the snowboarders and film them for the X Games. You kind of know that's a joke.
That's a really... really elaborate lie.
I used to tell people that I would fly like at the Jersey Shore when you see the planes fly by with the advertising.
Yeah.
Like I flew those planes.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
Stupid things like that.
Like so elaborate that it's like.
But like I would know enough about it at the time to like kind of back it up. And but
did that line ever work for you?
It worked for conversation.
I'm gonna fly. I snowboard behind people at the X Games videotape them.
I'm into extreme sports. You don't think that play is Kelly Keeks?
No.
I'd have you eaten out of the palm of my hand, bitch.
I looked at you. I don't know if I think you're into extreme sports based on your face and appearance.
Based on my face? Fuck
just
you.
In general.
Fuck
just
your
in general.
Face. I have a very extreme sports face,
like,
not my body.
I'm imagining, what's his face? Sean, what's his fucking name?
Sean White.
Yeah, that's who I imagine.
That guy tried to have sex with my wife.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was,
really?
They were at a blackjack table. And he was like hitting on her hardcore.
When was this?
A long time ago. I think she was in college.
Oh,
that's incredible.
She was not into it. Thank God.
Oh,
that would
God.
Be a bad one to be like.
She was not.
That's what movie is that? Like that's.
It's Friends of Benefits.
Friends of Benefits
with
Justin
Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake. Yeah.
Specifically, Sean White.
Sean White. Yeah. He comes
Sean
in.
White.
He's like, "Fuck you, man! Like, don't fuck with her. Like, blah blah blah. She's
be
mine."
Out on that. I would have to have seriously been like.
He doesn't look bad in that movie either.
Can I have Sean White's sloppy seconds?
I don't know.
And he is
like,
he's so insufferable about it, too. Like, dude, you're fucking my girl because I fucked her before.
I think that was honestly not even him acting because she was like, he was the worst. Like, they were at the same table and he was like the biggest dick in the world. And so, like, luckily she has a good judge of character.
I probably would have been like, Sean White.
Blank tomato. No, you wouldn't. He's like 5'4".
Oh, true.
He's
I take it back.
Insanely small.
You right, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't even look his direction.
No,
Colin.
I wouldn't. You're
you probably
right.
literally wouldn't even see him. Your field
That's
of vision
true.
Is 5'11 and up.
It's above, yeah.
Your eyes are just like permanently fixed upwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chicks.
That's true.
So, wait, where were we? Oh, the lies.
Still talking about
the one lie I really told was when I was living at home and I was hooking up with like a pretty hot chick that I actually liked and I told her I was living in the Bronx. I said I had an apartment near Fordham. So I was like, because I was, maybe I was even still at school. So it was one of those lies that sort of plays because I was like always in the Bronx.
Yeah, right. I always lied about where I lived like until I moved to my apartment.
Right. Okay.
Constantly.
So let me ask you this, Kelly. So things were like going pretty well with her. It was like nothing ever serious because she ended it. But eventually, once we were like hanging out a few times, I stupidly broke my own rule of always lie till, you know, deny. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, I got to come clean. Like, I'm still living with my parents. I'm getting an apartment in like a month. I just, you know, was embarrassed to tell you at the time. And she was like, I'm fucking done. She was like furious about it. She was like,
why?
She was like, so that time that you said blah 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 blah, like you were actually like at home with your parents. And I was like, yeah.
Mm.
And she was like, you're a liar.
I don't think
like she was almost like, you're capable of lying about everything. I remember being like, God damn,
that's
really mad
insane.
About this. Mm-hmm.
Chicks are so I always thought that was bullshit, like in movies when it's like when someone lied about, like, I don't know, like they were a secret agent or something like that, and like actually like, you know, I'm a secret agent, but like, I really do love you. And
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like, how dare you lie? It's like, dude, that was just my in. Like, shut the fuck up.
That was,
I'm telling you everything else
saying.
Is real. Like,
I'm
my name
really
is fake,
X-Games
that's it.
I'm snowboarder. But I like you. Everything else is real.
I think that it depends. It depends on, like, how much you play it up. Like, were you like, referring to your apartment and, like, your roommates and all this shit, like,
all the
time?
It was
or was
not,
it just, like, a
no, it was
change,
not,
quickly change subject
it
situation?
It was not a big, elaborate lie. I think there was probably times where she might have been, like, I'll come up to the Bronx, and I was kind of like, no, I'm here. And it was like stuff like that where I just tried
I think to- if I think if you had told me that lie, I and you had kind of like brushed off like where you lived and were kind of not sketchy about it, but not so over the top lying about it, and then told me, hey, actually, like, this is why, and I was embarrassed, like, kept that in there, like, here I am being a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like, oh, okay.
That's
well,
what
that
it
was.
That's it.
Yeah.
You show some vulnerability.
But I will
like
say.
Like, any fucking play dead like a bear's eat. And that's every fight with a woman. Play dead like a bear. Just,
yeah.
Rawr.
That's true. He's not wrong at all.
Just be like, I'm sorry, this is just so embarrassing.
Apologies and groveling is like everything.
Well, it was not only it was vulnerable, and it was I was like, I'm actually like starting to like you, so I don't want to like
continue
this lie.
Yeah, so I don't
want to
like keep up this charade.
So,
well, but then at the same time, I can see how if you had done all that, been like, oh yeah, just me and my roommates, like broing out, like love the Bronx, like if you did that a lot, and then we're like, I lied, then I'd be pissed. I'd be like, well, what the fuck? Why didn't you just tell? I'd be more mad that you didn't just tell me right away instead of making up all these weird lies. But if you really were like, yeah, like my not my place, like it's crowded,
it probably went on like a week too long, because I remember being like, I gotta tell this girl, but I'm not gonna tell
the
this
truth
girl
comes out.
And then so that last week of me like making up lies was probably too much.
Okay, yeah. Well,
that,
I mean, again,
that dumb bitch. There's no need for this girl.
Yeah, there's no need for
all this
for the like ghost. Like, there's no need. I wouldn't ghost you.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd be like, that's kind of weird. Also, like, call me when you get an apartment because like you live with your parents. But
yeah, well, but we were. I mean, I was probably like 22 or 23.
Oh, well, that's
she,
not even
she
that
was
weird.
Like 24. So she had, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's like when I was lying about where I live. I mean,
everybody
I
does
moved,
this.
I moved here, I don't know, when I was like 22 or 23, I guess, like a year out of college. But in that year, I was still working here and like commuting all the time. And it was the fucking worst. But whenever I went out, I lied my fucking face off about where I lived, what I did. Like, my job was kind of cool, but not that cool. And I was just like lying my fucking face off to
also,
every single person.
You don't
person.
Even need to lie. You could, actually
yeah, no,
have
I
to
didn't
lie
need
to other
lie.
Girls.
I lied a lot to other girls. Yeah, that's
guys. I
but
had
other
to
girls
lie to
ask
not
too many
like
questions.
Chump.
Other girls ask too many questions.
They'll smoke you out.
Yeah, because they're like, really,
so bad.
Like, oh, what's your favorite like place on that block?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you.
What's
I don't
your
know.
Name? Yeah.
So I was going to talk about like places I know exactly, like
yeah,
fucking
oh,
Murray
the,
Hill.
The best
shit.
Lies are always rooted in a little bit of truth.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what I was kind of doing. But you always have to have a lie that's like, you can't have it completely fabricated out of nothing. It's got to be 35% real, so that you can go to the details.
35% is a good number.
John, what was your lie? I feel like you have a good lie.
No, it wasn't a good. I think I told it before. The MILF in Newport who
the
I
kid?
No, she didn't have a kid. I checked her. The first thing I did when I got into the apartment was I checked her refrigerator.
Right, that's what
to
I'm
make
thinking.
Sure there wasn't a kid. I wanted to make sure there were no paintings and stuff.
Oh,
like,
you looked
like
on the
macaroni salad.
Oh, you looked
like
on the
paintings.
Outside, not the inside.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what are you looking for? Like baby formula and shit.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
At the time, I still like. Spoke Spanish enough, and I like heard her say a word in Spanish,
yes.
And I was like, "Oh, like I'm actually, I think I said I work like insurance, and I'm moving to the office in Spain. It's like my last vacation before summer, before summer ends, and
totally,
and she
totally.
Was like, we spoke a little Spanish to each other.
Un poco, un poquito.
Sí, por supuesto.
That was getting hot and bothered.
Okay. Same.
See, it worked. That's why you did it. That's why you
exactly.
did it.
Exactly. Exactly. You do have a job. You do. That's true.
Let's get out of here.
No, stop. That was.
That was
nope, too far.
Sitting
too
but
close
yeah,
to
that
you.
Was it. That was, again, like that. Yeah, that was a horrible lie. None of it was rooted in any truth.
Worked.
The Spanish stuff
whatever.
Was real.
Worked, right?
But, yeah, it worked. It worked.
Did you be like, I know all this Spanish because I took it in high school?
I took it in college. I used to like speak Spanish really well. I did end up wetting her bed, which
that was probably the deal breaker.
Oh,
that
okay.
was. I remember. Oh, it was a blackout. I blacked out during sex, I guess. And like the last thing I remember was like getting a blowjob with like Man on Fire on Denzel. And then I blacked
palabra,
out.
No dice nada. Yeah.
Great song.
Stop it.
I woke
Stop
up
it right
just like
now.
Creasy Bear.
Fucking Stop. Bed of piss.
Stop.
Left my underpants on the floor.
So
underpants.
Gross how you pee beds, man.
I haven't peed a bed in so long.
I know. I feel like you finally grew out of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're just not drinking as much.
No. Not that one.
No, it's definitely not that.
definitely drinking as much.
Not that.
Definitely drinking the same.
So, but this
in fact,
dude.
Perhaps more.
I think telling girls that you are going to be on The Bachelor and I will get you. What? Except for like this most recent season, there's never even been a situation where, or it would be secret. Like Luke would
it's
like
always,
get this girl
it's
to
always
apply.
A secret. That's the thing is,
and
like,
then be like, I'm gonna pick you.
Yeah, it's always a secret, but it still was a secret until they like blew it all up, and now it's like everybody knows everything all the time. I don't get this new like thing that they're doing with that. It's kind of annoying. It like ruins the fun. But with this, it would have made sense. Like, oh, it's a secret. Also, he's like a smooth operator. He has like a southern accent. He's like a country star. He can sing. He also
surprised. Like, don't even need this lie. Just be like, I'm gonna.
I know.
Sex with
well,
you
that's what
like,
I'm saying.
And,
does
like,
he need to exactly? Like, does yeah. he need to have this weird lie to like have sex with these girls?
You always need a lie.
I think that
sometimes
I think
you
that
just
the,
do it for fun.
It's just easier to be someone else.
Definitely.
I think he preys on these girls too who are like dying to be like a little bit famous.
Definitely.
Who are like, oh my God,
these
I can't
all
wait for all
girls.
These Instagram followers. Yeah.
Find girls who are insecure and want to be like recognized. Oh, mm-hmm. Let me pick all of the girls in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's why. And then all those girls, they just, all they see are like stars in their eyes and they're like, wow, he's telling me the truth. How could he ever, like, he's such a sweetheart, like on TV. How could he ever be a bad person? And then he like is a shitty person.
Yeah, anytime someone is a good person on television,
see, that's how I fucked this up, man. I fucked this up by being a bag of shit on this.
And yeah.
Like, I should have been a nice guy and then out in public.
Oh, man. Forget about it.
Be my normal self.
Yeah, but everyone be like, oh, I listen to that podcast. He's such like a sweet guy.
He's a sweetheart. He's so nice and cool. Instead, I'm just here like, I fucking hate myself.
That's exhausting.
If you think about fucking me, you're a piece of shit.
That's so tiresome, though, to like pretend that you're a nice person. God, that's fucking hard. Yeah, it's so hard to be a sweetheart. That's hard.
Yeah,
no way.
But it's much better than being yourself. Put it this way, guys. Yeah. Next time you think about, I'm just going to go out there and be myself. This dude what's his name?
Luke.
Is chiseled from stone, has a southern accent, can sing.
Songs on iTunes.
All
like
that shit. Even he was like, I got to lie to these chicks to fuck them. So if that guy is not willing to be himself, you can't be.
That deserves, while yes, it should make us think a little bit, women need to look in the mirror on that one.
Women need to look in the mirror all the time.
If you're
idiots.
Yeah, well, a different kind of mirror, like the Snow White mirror. Like one of those ones that tell you the truth.
Mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
Because this one.
Who's the fairest of them? Yeah, yeah.
This is. If that
Who's
kind
the
of
dumbest
guy,
of them all is what it is, Kelly.
If that kind of guy is like, I can't go out there and be me because no one will want to fuck me. If you're inspiring that kind of insecurity, you got some problems. As a species, as a sex.
That's what you hoes do. That's what your whole gender does. That guy's out there like, I'm going to have to lie and dangle this carrot of like reality TV fame for you to fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. It's like, sorry, be better right off the bat. Like, don't have
he
to,
can't
you know.
Be any, that guy can't be any better.
I know. Well, that's why girls, you know, we're hard to please.
Seriously.
Not that easy
at all.
I can be better.
We're so worth it.
Are you, though?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
You bitches. We're going to get into an episode, an edition of everyone's favorite game show, podcast game show, Barstool Feud. It's brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Buying a razor is like buying a car. When you buy a car, you end up paying a premium for the name, for all their expensive marketing and their commercials that they do, all these features and technology that you don't really need. That's what a razor is. You got all these other companies who sell like 50 blades, and it vibrates, and it can light up, and their razors are like a goddamn sex toy at this point. You don't need that. What you need is just a high-quality razor that's affordable that gives you a good, close, smooth shave. That's what Dollar Shave Club provides every single month, or actually every other month. It depends. You can get it sent to you however often you want. No overpriced gimmicks, none of that nonsense. Dollar Shave Club will send you razors for just $1 right now. Actually, no, not even a dollar. They're up in the ante. It's a free month right now. You go to dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. You get a first month of any of their amazing razors for $1 and free shipping. After that, it's just a few bucks per month with no long-term commitments, no hidden fees. You can cancel whenever you want. This is not one of those clubs where they got you by the balls. They know that you're going to want to keep them because they're just, like I said, high-quality, affordable razors. It's dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. Get any of their amazing razors for $1 and free shipping. Barstool Feud. It's much like the game Family Feud. You may have heard it. So we sent out a few questions to the KFC Radio Preem team. We opened it up to all the KFC Radio listeners, and we asked, last time it was all of these, all the questions were inside jokes and whatnot from Barstool. This time we got a little bit of both. So it's John versus Kelly at the moment. You guys buzz in after the question. You know how it works. You give your answer, top, however many, 5, 6 on the board, and we will rack up the points as we go. All right, Barstool Feud, here we go. First question, you know the deal, buzz in when you got the answer. 100 people were surveyed. Actually, 1,000 people. 1,100 people total. Name a celebrity that has a sex tape. Feidelberg.
Kim Kardashian.
Fuck.
Number one answer on the board. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
I had to get this thing.
Yeah, which, am I using the right one?
Kim Kardashian on the board with 56% of 1,100 people. So the control of the board is yours. Rattle off as many as you can. Name a celebrity that has a sex tape.
Paris Hilton.
Number two.
This is so fucking easy for him.
I mean, what? It would be hard for you. It's easy for everybody.
I know.
Pamela Anderson.
Ding, ding, ding. Three. There are three more on the board here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Three more on the board.
Does Kelly get it now, or does he get three strikes?
Kelly gets it. Let's stay on sex tapes.
Okay.
If you can steal, this is a good steal.
Okay.
So if she gets it, she gets all those points, right?
Well, that's how family.
Yeah. All right. If you can answer this.
Can I ask questions about it?
No.
That's not
how.
Well, like, are they big, like, you know, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, those are big celebs. Is it going to be like Jenny McCarthy or something like that?
Is that your answer? I mean, yeah, okay.
That's a guess.
God damn it. The answer was Kim Kardashian's partner, Ray J.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, that doesn't count.
My next guess is like Tommy Lee. Like, what's his
people.
Face?
It was, so Feidelberg, he gets the top 3 points. Kelly gets nothing. You lose.
It was
Ray J.
Hulk Hogan.
That was an easy one. And then the last one,
China.
I only watch sex tapes that turn me on.
So do I. I agree.
Well, actually, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
I lie about that all the time.
You said you'd watch Jonah Hill have sex.
I only think of sex tapes that turn me on.
Okay. He did just say that you watch Jonah Hill.
The ones that I watched for research are immediately forgotten. Like, I forgot Hulk Hogan had a sex tape, even though that ended up getting him like $120 million.
That was probably the most important sex tape. Well, no. The Kim Kardashian. No, the Pam Anderson. What's the most important sex tape of all time?
Personally, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I mean, you paid money for it.
Yeah,
Kelly.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
I put Paris Hilton slot two.
I think, well, I think
over,
no,
over
Pam.
Pam.
Pam's a little.
I think Pam's number one.
Respect your elders, bitch.
Talking about importance, like that was the one where I was like, oh, celebrities, fuck.
Yeah.
Like that was. I remember that one so vividly, man. I remember like the car blowjob on the boat with their legs open. I remember that one.
Am I wrong, or is she not a celebrity because she's like a porn star? Playboy. Yeah.
No, she was
on Baywatch, bitch.
Yeah, was Playboy first?
Damn. Wow, that's on me.
She was in a CFL football game in the stands. They put her up on the Jumbotron, and like some talent agent was like, who is that girl? That's the hottest girl I've ever seen.
Oh, damn.
And then she kind of made her Hollywood career. The Pam Anderson thing, I think, is important for two reasons. One, I think it launched like 1,000 ships. I think it launched the sex tapes. Mm-hmm. I think Bret Michaels or someone from the 80s had them, but like that was the one that started it. And two, it's not even really to do with Pam. Tommy Lee had a fucking hammer.
Huge dick.
And I remember being
I remember being like,
wow, like famous people like that, like they do, you know, like that guy has like a 12-inch dick and he's Tommy Lee. It was like, oh, I'm a normal person. He's a celebrity. Everything about that guy's better. And like Pam was getting deep dicked. Mm-hmm. All right, number two. The question, unless you want to continue.
I was going to say, and deep throating.
She could give good
she
head.
She could give good head. She was impressive.
Paris Hilton, not so much.
Terrible
head. Even with the night vision, I'm not, you know, it's not like
so
that was
bad.
A camera problem. Like, she couldn't suck dick.
No.
I don't think
she
Kim was
dick.
Very good either.
She
no, Kim was good.
Dick.
Kim's was sloppy.
Kim's
was
it? I don't know if sloppy's the right word.
Kelly, we have different
vocabulary here. It wasn't sloppy like porn sloppy, but it was sloppier than I would assume.
Paris Hilton sucks a dick exactly like you expect Paris Hilton to suck a dick.
Yeah. All like prissy like.
Yeah.
It's like, dive in there.
She's got a fucking
dirty.
Pinky up while she sucks a dick.
Basically, yeah.
This is a good penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. She's like, I'm not even hungry.
Pam was like, gobble, gobble, gobble. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one. A lot of answers possible here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe even 9 because I might have miscounted there. Ready. Hands on the buzzer.
Ready as fuck.
You guys are even. This is an even match here.
Okay.
Name a girl that has dated Derek Jeter. Kelly Keegs buzzes in first. Who you got?
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba is on the list, but she is fourth. Feidelberg.
What the fuck?
You can get ahead with a top three answer. Again, 1,100 people surveyed.
I already know.
I'm just trying to decide which one I want to say, because like Jessica Alba is not even close.
I was trying to like go in order. I thought I would get a lot of them. I know them all.
I don't know if I want to give shouts to my FNL girl, if I want to give shouts to the wife first. I'm going to go Minka Kelly.
Ding, ding, ding. Number one.
That was mine.
With 276 votes, 33% of the people. So we have 1 and 4 off the list. You can start rattling them. Number two.
Hannah Davis.
Ding, ding, ding. That is number two. Number three.
Mariah Carey.
Number three. He's rattling in order. You already have four. Give me number five.
Really, really pissing me off.
Jessica Biel.
Got it. Number five. Give me number six. This is where it gets a little dicey.
Number six. Jordana Brewster.
Kelly could steal here. Do all your dirty work. Steal all your hard work right now. Three more answers on the board. They're all a little
Jordana
more.
Jordana Brewster didn't make it?
Did not make the cut.
What's that fucking girl? Everyone always talks about her. She's like... Everyone always talks about her so much, about the girl. She's like the first like girl that he ever dated that's like so hot. And I can never remember her fucking name.
I'm not giving you any.
You know exactly who she is.
I'm not giving you any tips.
Fuck, I can't think of her name. Oh my God, I don't know
five.
It.
Five. It doesn't have to be her. You can say anybody else who's dated might be on the list. 5, 4.
I'm stuck on her.
3.
I can't think of anybody else.
2.
Fuck, I can't think of anybody else.
Wow.
I'm going to kill myself because I can't stop thinking about her. What's her fucking name? You know it.
I don't know what. I actually don't know who you're talking about.
She has like, who? She's like a Chola. Like she's like the original, like, hottest girl that everybody always talks about dated Derek Jeter when he was like a rookie.
Well, the last one on the list are Cameron Diaz.
That's what I was going to say. But I was thinking that was a figment of my imagination that was just A-Rod.
Yeah, I me too.
Oh, I actually never thought about the fact that they both.
Yeah, I was thinking because I was about to be like J-Lo. I'm like, no, that's A-Rod.
ScarJo.
I forgot about ScarJo.
Me too.
Adriana Lima. God, what a roster this dude has.
What is
that? Jordana
name?
Bruce? Jordana Bruce? Maybe I know. Fast and the Furious coming out in me. But.
Yeah, probably a little bit. But the fact that she couldn't make the cut is absolutely nuts. So Feitelberg runs away with the top 5 there.
163-14 so far.
Kelly not getting the job done.
You know what?
But once again, this topic here, it plays both ways. You're both going to be, you're both going to have a fair shot here. Are you Googling the Chola chick? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, what the fuck is her name? It's going to drive me insane.
I don't know what Chola you're talking about. Was she famous?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was Miss Universe. I know there was...
She was like really like so like dated him basically when he was a rookie, I think. I might be making that part up, but I know it was early on. It was before Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's way early. That's
I know.
Before anybody.
I don't fucking know. Vanessa Lachey, I should have said that.
He's fucked
whatever.
Everybody.
I mean, we can continue. I'll figure it out and scream it.
Yeah, would it be okay if I continue with the podcast that you're on?
You can continue.
Thank you.
I'll figure it out.
Third question here today on Barstool Feud featuring Kelly Keegs and John Feitelberg. Name the most popular movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Titanic.
Yeah,
number one on the board, Titanic. The board is yours, Kelly Keegs.
The Departed.
There are 3 more. Departed was number 2.
Okay.
Now remember, this is not your opinion. This is what you think other people would have answered.
Catch Me If You Can.
That is on the board. That is the 5th one. That is the last one on the list.
Okay.
2 more. Fourth, third and fourth.
More Leo. Let me think. Wolf of Wall Street.
People got it. Third, fourth. Give me a fourth to run the board, Kelly Keegs.
Mm.
Do you have it in you?
Let me think.
Fights could steal this one. That would suck dick for you.
I'm thinking of like a sad movie.
I will give you 7 more seconds.
The Revenant? Is
that
too recent? Fuck. God damn it.
Feitelberg could potentially steal here if he gives me the one Leo movie that is left on this list.
Inception.
Motherfucker. Is it?
Oh, he nailed it. He fucking nailed it.
Yo, I can't see that. I can't watch that movie from start to finish. I still have not seen it.
That
I fall asleep
just
every time.
A fucking Kelly Keegs facial.
Wow.
He leaned over and thought about it and then just dropped a bomb on him.
What
I was
going to
say The Aviator and then I was like, wait. Inception. And I was thinking Shutter Island. And I was like, wait.
Shutter Island was one that I was thinking of. God
a
damn it.
Clean sweep for Feitelberg. He's got to be up by like 500
points. Wait, so
that's
it?
Right
so
now
I have no points?
No, you have no points.
I didn't get any points from that.
No,
no, you didn't answer. No, he stole it.
I got 4 out of fucking 5. I didn't get any points.
Have you
watched it? Wow, okay. No, yeah, all right. This game is fucking rigged. I see it.
That's how Family Feud works. That's what
it is. Only took me this long
That's
to realize.
That's what a steal is.
Yeah, okay, whatever, Kevin.
Okay.
It's bullshit.
Now we have two drunks on the show.
Yeah, true.
So we're going to switch gears a little bit here, talking about drinking and whatnot. This is not a specific brand's question. This is a general idea here.
Okay.
Name the best type of drunk food. Kelly, that was Feitelberg is blaming the buzzer, isn't he?
No.
I saw him get a little frustrated.
He double hit it. Like, is this thing working?
Yeah.
That was a photo finish there with the buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
Best type of drunk food, Kelly Keegs.
McDonald's.
No, again, this is not, I'm going to let you have like a. This
oh, come on.
Like a,
oh, it's like.
Like, so imagine, like, that would be more
so
food
like,
within.
So
chicken nuggets? Like,
chicken nuggets okay. is on the board. It's 4th, though.
I can steal it, right?
You can steal it.
Pizza.
Far and away, number one, Kelly.
Oh, shit.
Far and away.
I think McNuggets and every time. That's all I
With
think of.
A,
pizza,
I mean,
you're right.
Overwhelming, 1,100 people interviewed, surveyed, 696 said pizza.
Damn.
Far and away, number one.
Like, it's
Nuggets
not even
was
close.
On the board, though. Now, the rest here is up for grabs because
yeah,
these
the rest
are weird
is tough.
Foods.
Without brands, it gets hard.
Yeah, that's why I'm picking brands. All right.
I guess I'm going to go burger.
Burger is on the list. It was 6th out of 7th.
Chinese.
5th out of 7.
See, that's first of all, that's wrong, by the way, because Chinese
that's hangover
is Chinese
food.
Is hangover food.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's incorrect.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
But yeah,
but I'll do leftovers.
I knew people would be stupid. That's why I said it. But Chinese is hangover food, not drunk food.
Okay.
Breadsticks. No.
Too specific.
No.
I just think of shit you order from like a from pizza. Like all I think about is pizza.
Stepping from pizza. No, breadsticks is not on the list. Kelly Keegs for the steal.
Pasta. No.
So sorry,
damn.
Kelly.
I went again.
I'm really fucking up.
This what else is there?
Tacos. This is not my time.
Tacos. Not drunk food.
French fries.
Not
fries.
Drunk food.
No, fries.
At a diner?
I would fuck with fries. Yeah.
Who fuck eats at diners?
Drunk people.
I don't need diners.
Is grilled cheese on the list? I also
mac
I also
and cheese on the list.
This list sucks.
No, pasta doesn't bullshit count. Mac and cheese doesn't count as pasta.
Ooh, that's actually I fucked you on that one.
Yeah, you sure did.
Do we give her the points?
No.
Mac. Listen, when you
John,
say what's
you
your
like
favorite,
you have 1,000 points.
When
like,
you, yeah, you know what? Let's throw some pity points.
Thanks.
You
thanks
get,
for that.
You get to steal those.
Coming
by
back.
By the way, though, if you say like what's your favorite pasta, you can't say mac.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. You already gave me the points.
Yeah, that's true.
I was thinking like spaghetti.
All right, wait. So that's did she steal John's points then?
Yeah.
So she gets pizza, Chinese nuggets, burger. Yeah.
And nuggets.
Oh,
right.
Sweet. I didn't realize I did all that.
Yeah, you get all that. That's how this shit works. You stole all his hard work.
Okay, I'm back in on the stealing now.
All right.
Now that I've won.
The last two here. Let's get sexy with it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, this was 1,100 girls
it's
surveyed.
263-88.
Hey, crazier things have happened.
Fuck, okay.
You got to win these next two categories.
All right.
But we start off here with just girls, okay?
Okay.
So this is a girls-only question. 1,100 surveyed. What is your favorite sexual position? Feitelberg buzzes in first, inexplicably. That is on the board, number two.
Ah, fuck, Kelly, I know number one. Fuck!
Kelly can control the board right now with what is girl's favorite sexual position. Girl on top, number two. Number one is?
Does it have to be like that? Guy on top? I mean,
Kelly.
What
guys
are you,
stupid.
Gay?
Guys are stupid. Is it doggy?
It's
I was
doggy.
Gonna say doggy, and then I was like, is that just me? I gotta think about all the other girls.
Doggy is on top with 43%
Fuck,
of the vote.
Yo, I hate this game. I don't, but I hate it.
Okay, so how
so,
many more
but,
are there?
But I'll say this. Okay, so you said guy on top, which is technically missionary, was still below girl. So you still have control of the board, but guy on top, missionary. It's called missionary, guys. Yeah.
That's
guy
well,
on
that's
top.
Why I was like, I just asked, is that how we're going to be talking about it? Like girl on top, guy on top?
That's how
well, what do you
talk
call girl on top? Like what's girl on top?
Like cowgirl.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So we have doggy one, girl on top two, missionary three. Now you have control of the board. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. We have five left.
Five left?
Wow.
Also, there are a couple ridiculous answers here. So you know how this is appropriate, though, because sometimes in Family Feud, like the last couple are totally absurd.
Yeah, or like so stupid.
So there are two left that are real life. Hmm. And one is actually like fake
so
life real
John
life.
John has it, though, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now I guess this is kind of a question, maybe something you'd ask a priest. Now, does a blowjob count as sex?
Oh, that is a good point.
Is your answer blowjob?
Is oral sex count? Does oral sex
John,
count as sex?
Do you get to ask Steve Harvey the questions like this or not? No, you do not. Is your answer blowjob?
If the answer is blowjob, I'm going to be pissed at all the bitches that were surveyed for this.
Yeah, because it's like, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Some girls like sucking dick. Blowjob it is.
No. That's fine to like sucking dick. It's not fine to be like, oral sex is sex.
Right.
This is not like, you know, gym class or whatever the fuck, health class. Like, oral sex is just a blowjob.
If you blow some dude, though, like, and that I think that should kind of be considered part of your body count. When it's like, what's your number? It's like,
no.
In a way.
What?
I think
no,
so.
No, it shouldn't. Are you kidding me?
I think it's worse. It's like, oh no, that guy, I just met him at a party and blew him in a closet.
No,
he doesn't count. I just sucked that guy's dick in the bar, the bathroom of the bar.
No. How about this? If a girl says, like, oh, I fucked like 10 guys versus I fucked like 20 guys, if 10 of those guys in her life she only gave blowjobs to, what sounds worse?
What sounds worse? 20 guys.
Yeah, it does. But do you think it's like worse to be like, oh, she only blew them, like versus having actual sex?
Yeah, I think if it's like I just met that guy and I blew him, it's like, well,
I think you didn't get anything out of that. You just sucked that guy's dick
behind a dumpster. Yeah.
Well, that's different. And if we're like bringing dumpsters in this situation, yeah. I think that
if you're gonna include giant garbage receptacles, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
here's
when a blowjob is fine. When you're like 15 and you're like not having sex yet.
Right,
it's like,
that's what I mean.
Fine, you blew him. But when you're like an adult and it's like, oh, he doesn't count. I just sucked his dick.
Yeah, but when you're an adult, you don't only suck dick, you have sex with these people.
I'm with you on that. that. But
that's what I'm
saying. But if you were to not, if you were to just stop there for some reason, mm-hmm. I would consider that part of your sexual history that would
So I have to go back and tell all my 15-year-old friends all those like guys' dicks that they sucked in our friends' basements actually had sex, and they need to add all those guys to their number.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And they're going
to
love this
all
news.
All right, I'll be sure to do that.
Anyway, not on the list. Like I said, there are two answers here. One that you guys should absolutely get to steal now, just steal the points that are on the board here.
Reverse cowgirl?
Got it. Sweet. Number four on the list.
Sweet.
So Kelly gets the top 4 points there. She's making a little comeback.
Wait, right? She gets all of them now?
Yeah, right?
Doesn't that work? Yes. Was she stealing from him?
Yeah. I do get all of them.
The other answers on the board, 8% said anal.
I was going to ask if anal was an option. Yeah, I guess it is.
One person.
I guess why
not? What
why
a chick answer this is. It depends.
What? That's fucked up. That
you could even write that. You could like write that in. Is that a write-in answer?
Another
it depends.
Was
they're all write-in answers.
The butter.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I thought it was
name
like
a thing. You can't just have like,
you're right. You're right.
Butter churner. What's that? Is that like a hand
butter job? Churner.
No idea.
And the last
is that
one.
When you hold. Like holding,
yeah, maybe
I don't
like
know.
Holding the
I'm
girl and
you're
like bouncing her up and down. I don't
yeah,
even
yeah.
know what the butter churn emotion.
Tyga style bouncing my.
And the last one, yes,
kind of like that song,
the Portnoy Shuffle. I don't know what that is. Shout
Ew,
out to Dave,
what?
Who apparently was taking this survey.
Okay.
All right, so now we're gonna flip it. Name a favorite possession, sexual possession of a guy. Feidelberg, this is all you, baby.
Doggy.
Got it. Number one. Mm. Number two.
No, it's not. Missionary.
Missionary is on the list, number four. Number, you still have two, three.
Girl on top.
Mm-hmm. Cowgirl.
Cowgirl.
Hmm. Anal.
Nope.
No.
Wow.
Kelly can steal.
Wow.
How many were there on this one? Oh, I bet a guy said blowjob. Fuck. Ah, fuck. Never mind. I bet he didn't.
No, no. Again, I'll be pissed. That's ridiculous.
So you have, we have the top two, they said, on the board there.
So first one's doggy, third, second one's cowgirl.
Yeah, top two are off.
I'm going number reverse cowgirl seven. Again.
Number three?
Yeah.
You said missionary already, right?
He did it. He said
okay.
it before, yeah.
So now there are three left. One is ridiculous.
69? That sounds like a guy answer.
Nope. 69 is off. So now does it go back to fights? Or is it now it's fights gets those points. It's over.
Yeah. She stole now, right?
I stole.
Shouldn't she?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you stole, so you just get all those points, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
We don't really know how the rules work, but that's how we're going to play.
Basically, yeah, just give me all the points.
Because that makes the game a lot closer. We'll tally the points.
Okay.
And see
the last ones on the list, blowjob was on there.
I love cheating. Yeah, I God, that, guys but... are so stupid.
See, I'm this is...
Come
it
on.
It definitely counts.
So then does it count if you are if you like eat a girl out?
No.
Does that count? Ugh, sexist.
Is it a tie?
No way.
It's a 1-point victory. Before we get to it, I'm going to tease you with the results because when it's like
ooh,
when it's like when a dude when it's like yeah no I put that guy's dick down my throat that counts versus like I went down on that chick.
I don't know. Like,
I don't.
I put my tongue up her pussy.
Yeah, what? I think that also counts.
Fine. They all count.
A piece
then.
Of me was inside a piece of her.
They all
at
count.
One point.
I think.
You know why
count.
They all count too? I want my number to be higher. So let's include all this shit.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And the
sense.
Last one is my personal favorite, and I can't believe it's actually being listed this way because I just found this out and I just talked about it on the podcast. The prone bone, the prone position,
oh, yeah.
Which I used to just call on your stomach.
What is that? Oh shit.
That has
that's
a name.
What that's called.
That has a name. I just found that out. I was on a website called Pornhub the other day.
Oh, okay.
And it was a compilation of like, it was like 100 best prone bone clips. And I was like,
okay.
And you know me, I'm like, I've been on this website many a time. I'm like, what
you
is
know
the-
me.
You know
I
me.
I chug my dick.
I'm like, what is the prone bone? I've never even heard
and
of this.
You were hoping it was something new and then it was
clicked on
something
it.
You do forever.
Correct. But mm-hmm. I was also like, now I know how to find this. Because usually I'm like, girl on stomach, but sticking
true.
Her ass up a
yeah,
little
that's
bit.
Good.
I like how you're using both
stuff.
Hands to type this out when I know goddamn well it's one hand.
And your arm's almost getting tired because it's flying around the keyboard.
Is he twice as long words per minute, like double?
Prone bones at the top of the list for your boy over here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what? And now that I know what that's called, I would have said that first for real.
There you go. The final results. The score is a 1-point victory here with 263 points versus the 262 points. John Feidelberg.
Oh, damn it.
2-0 in his Barstool Feud debut.
I am the Woody Page of Barstool Feud.
But a furious comeback for Kelly Keeks.
Thank you. Thank you for the recognition.
I mean,
good game. It was a good game. Are we shaking hands? Is that a weird thing I just did?
It came.
Fine.
You know what?
Not for me.
No surprise, though, that she came roaring back once we started about being drunk and having sex.
That's true.
Kelly made up serious ground.
Perfect.
In those departments.
Perfect,
so another rousing rendition. Mm-hmm. Those were all good questions, though. Those are, you guys were like even 50-50 coin flips on all of those, really.
Yeah, I liked those cues. Those were good. Shout out to the people that...
Shout out to the creators of this.
Yeah.
me and Brendan.
For real.
Let's do some voicemails. We're running through some voicemails here. They're brought to you by BetDSI.com. Major League Baseball is back. The Masters is this weekend. NBA playoffs on the horizon. The Bruins are in. Officially in? Have they clinched? Or they
officially
just
officially in.
They clinched. I believe the Islanders need some help this weekend. If they win a couple games and get a couple losses, I think they can be in as well. So a lot is cooking right now, and that means there's a lot of money to be made if you're willing to throw some cash around with BetDSI. They've been around for over 20 years, so you know you're in good hands. They're a top-rated business on sportsbook review sites. They got a great mobile product because you know you're going to be at the bar. You have a few drinks in you. You're like, you get some muscle. You get some confidence. You want to throw some cash around. You can pop on your phone. They got great customer service available 24/7, 365. A great reputation where they're willing to pay out nice and easy, which is obviously the most important part of an online sports book, getting that money out. Right now, you sign up, you get a free $25 challenge, free $25 play just for registering. You can put $25 on whatever you want. And if you use the promo code KFC200, you get a 200% bonus. That means they're going to match whatever you put down, so you have twice as much to bet on BetDSI. It's KFC200 on BetDSI.com.
KFC, Fights, Austin, what's up? All right, got a question for you guys. So about 6 months ago, I was into this girl, right, and she was like on and off with this guy she was talking to. She basically wouldn't commit to him, kind of into me. Stayed a few nights over at my place, nothing happened, basically ghosted me, and then went back with the other guy. All right, fast forward 6 months later, mutual friends, we're all out. Now, they're broken up. She's all over me, freaking all over me, right? And super interested. Now, I'm like, look, I'm not into it, right? She's like, bring me home, you know, whatever. I bring her home. She wants to come in. I ice her. I'm like, no, it's not happening. Blah, blah, blah. She loses her goddamn mind and just takes the fuck off. She like super pissed off, screaming. My question is, what do you do?
So here's the scenario. Are you willing to take that girl back and just, you know, hook up with her, bang her out, maybe pursue it, or do you have too much pride?
Like, I iced her. Oh, really?
This is such fucking like college shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, you can go, if you're paying me some attention, and then you go like back with your ex-boyfriend, or I don't know, go fuck the New York Giants, and you come back to me, and you want to fuck me, I'm going to fuck you still. like this is...
You have no pride.
That's some no college pride. Shit. Like, no, you're not coming in. I'm going to be... I can't live with someone who would do that to me. Dude, you can fucking spit in my face, kill my mom, and I'd be like...
You think it should be the opposite? Right. That when you get older, you're like, don't need to fuck you?
No, because in college, like, dude, there's so much opportunity.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's like now, I'll go fall asleep in fucking psych class and get my dick sucked while I'm asleep.
Right. Which also counts towards that girl's number.
Which counts towards that girl's number.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying now that it's like beggars can't be choosers. You gotta take what you can
when
get.
When you're older, it's like, I mean, I'm not old, but I'm 28, and it's harder to go out and talk to people, and you know, like,
it's like going back to the well. Girls like it because their number doesn't go up. Guys like it because they know it's a sure thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Phenomenon.
Like, what? Also, I feel like when you get older, you just don't fucking care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't care. Like, oh, yeah? Like, you dicked me over so bad, like, this XYZ, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Don't you
I'm just
think
like,
this
who
is
fucking
backwards?
Cares? Like, this is still, like,
I'm
we're
surprised.
Still sex.
I'm surprised that at least one of you wouldn't be like, I've had enough sex. I've hooked up enough. Like, I don't need to, like,
I probably,
let you
so
win.
Here,
like, you're a very spiteful person. You're a very proud person,
Kelly.
No, I am.
I was just going to say,
so
here's
wouldn't
the
you be like, fuck you, dude?
I would say, fuck you, dude. But if this guy were persistent. Like if he was suddenly, like if it was like a one-time like text situation, I'd be like, fuck you, I'm over. I don't need to do that. If it was like a kind of giving me a lot of attention, like over like a week amount of time, maybe like a week or two, I'd probably be like, okay, like you're like making me laugh like again.
You're kind of being funny. You've earned your way back in.
You need like a little bit of work, and then that's fine. But dude, I just don't.
Fights is back
but
in.
Not
if
that
you're
much
at
work.
The bar and some chick is hanging on you, going, take me home.
I'm taking you home. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean that's the
unless
yeah.
there's like I mean, fights you don't really have like any emotion or anything on the inside, so it's hard. But like if some girl really, really fucked you over, you might be like, no.
I don't know. That's something I've never experienced. So it's hard to be like
heartbreaker over here. He only breaks hearts.
I've never experienced someone like what's really fucking you over? Like going back to your ex-boyfriend? That doesn't count.
Yeah, no. In this situation, no. I don't think it counts. I'm absolutely gonna have sex with you, but I might not be like, oh, I'm gonna like be back with you or something like that. I'd be like, but I'll bang you out right now.
But I would do like, but I would do that.
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like I'll definitely have sex with you. I don't want to date you. Like you're not coming to Easter. But we'll have sex like for sure.
In high school and college, like when I like get in a fight with a girl or something like that, like that's what I do. Like we're not doing it. Like no,
just holding your dick hostage.
Yeah,
no, like, no, girl.
You can't have this.
You cannot forget it until she shows up at your house. Please, John. Please.
I was Michael Scott when he's like, "That's it. If you're not giving me a raise, Jan, no sex for a month."
The thought of
Jan she couldn't take it. Yeah. She was like,
"It worked."
So you know what?
Ask for 15%. I'll give you 12. That's like what I was. Ask for 8. I'll give you 4. How about that?
You sit here for years on the microphone, being like, "I'm not good at sex. I'm not. Who cares if you get yours?" And now you're like, "I'm gonna hold that shit hostage, huh?"
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was young John.
That was young John.
Now John's
young
like
John before he realized he was sucked at sex.
Now John's like you can.
That was like,
have this if you want it.
That was I've had sex with two girls, John.
Yeah, I think I'm awesome at this.
I'm the best. They both told me I'm great.
Isn't it such a funny phenomenon that everyone in the world, at least at some point, thinks that they're good at sex? It's like you're.
But in reality, no one in the whole world is.
Reality, nobody's good at really anything. There's like athletes.
That's actually breaking news to me. So
yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you guys are talking
Kelly's
about.
Kelly's still slowly. It's totally different for girls, too. Girls can just be, quote unquote, good at sex by not saying the word no.
Yep. No, exactly. My threshold is much lower than your guys'.
Like, I don't judge a girl's sexual performance by like her actual ride game. If you can do that, that's like a bonus. Like, if you can literally move around, fine. But you just have to let me do whatever I want, and then you're awesome in bed.
I mean,
really
I don't know if I've ever been fucked better or worse by like anybody. Like, it's like, I don't know. If I was running through it, I would be like, oh, that girl can really fuck. Everyone else, like, she's got a warm vagina.
It's a binary situation. I've either been there or I haven't. By the way, I can absolutely name people that are better than or worse.
I mean, yeah, but like,
yeah,
I think
mean,
it's
far margins between some people.
I think, depending
on just what they would let me do and not let me do.
Yeah, but see, I'm not counting that. I'm not factoring that.
Oh, okay, got it.
It's not like what they can do, what they can't. It's just like, did I come?
Yep. If I did, then successful. You're good at sex.
Good at sex.
That's true.
I mean, that is the threshold they use,
but
too.
Isn't it harder. No, girls
no,
are.
No, I disagree with that. I don't think that. I mean, I'm not like, oh my god, if I don't have an orgasm, this sex sucked. It's more like the lead up, the actual sex. I'll definitely think about that and be like, I remember that didn't happen, but it felt good up until then. And like, mm-hmm. I guess it's not the worst that it could ever be. You know what I mean? Like, it's
that's
not
preposterous.
Girls don't always. I mean, it's not
why are you
always
on her side on this? Like, that's how chicks think. Well, yeah.
No,
if that's the defense for just how chicks think, that doesn't work.
I'm not on her side. I'm saying that
girls don't come like guys. You don't. They don't just like okay, we're done. Like, that's not how it works. Like,
look,
I don't have
a great grasp of sex, but I understand this much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like, if I'm like almost there, like maybe like once or twice, like for myself, it's like, all right, cool. Like, I'm good.
But I also think that we do so much of the work and movement that it actually matters how a guy moves.
Yeah.
Where again, a girl
sometimes
can
it can like
literally
hurt, or sometimes
lay there.
It can just like be bad
like,
rhythm.
I'm like, yo, just lay on your stomach and put your face down. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Back
that's,
of your head. In
yeah.
the
like, that is where it's good.
If you good can't breathe,
for us.
It's better.
Whereas a guy, it's like you got to be able to like move and put like lay it down. It's a totally different standard of judgment.
Yeah, I just have to like kind of lay there and like be a little hot.
And like say shit.
Yeah.
Like, a girl being good at bed is like, just let me do things and like say hot things to me. That's not
and, like
sex.
Whisper
that's
in
just
my ears. It's like we're good. Like right. That's
done.
Yeah.
To be a conversationalist.
Yeah, just provide me the place and, you know, act it up a little bit.
Also,
we're good
though,
to go.
Also, though, it's girls also have to make guys think that they're good at sex. Like, I feel like if you're a girl,
you guys gotta act. You gotta put in like a whole acting performance.
Yeah, like it could actually be good, but if it's not, you still have to act like it's good. Otherwise,
definitely,
he's not gonna be into it either, and then you're just stuck with this shitty sex.
And then it might not even happen the next time.
So girls have to like.
Chicks can use visual aids to convince you that they're good at sex too. Like if you just
a PowerPoint.
No, like if you just like sit upright. If you just sit upright when you're on top and like. Like grab your hair once.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, oh,
that's
she's riding the
about.
Shit out of me right
that's
now.
What she's talking,
the
yeah.
same exact thing, but it's like as long as she's sitting upright, like a hand in the hair, I'm like, woohoo! This girl knows what she's doing.
Absolutely.
She's got core strength. I bet she paddleboards in the summer. This is outstanding.
She has core strength. Oh man.
All you need is
I gotta
some
start
good
thinking
abs.
About my core strength
yeah,
from here on
you
out.
Gotta start doing some crunches.
You get on top, throw in a Pantene Pro V commercial, I'll be like, I had sex with a porn star just now. That was amazing.
That's all it takes.
There you go.
Not much. That's why it's funny. It's like, girls, it's really not that hard.
No.
You gotta just do a little
thing. You can just trick us.
Right.
We're like
that's
cats.
What I'm saying. It's
like,
not
dangle
hard
hair
it's
in front
trick.
Of me, and I'm like, whoa!
Exactly. It's all a trick. It's smoke and mirrors. That's real fucking easy.
Say the word
girls.
Like
the girls that complain about it. I'm like, God, get over it.
Say
like,
the word like pussy a bunch. We're good to go.
Exactly. Exactly. Like there's a couple. You need just three words on repeat, and then you're good to go.
Magic words.
Guys are easy.
What's up, KFC? It's Mike. So I ran into a little bit of a issue that most guys run into the other night. So this girl starts backing up on me on the dance floor. And, you know, naturally when a girl's bending over, twerking on you, you get, like, you know, a little bit hard in the pants. I mean, naturally.
Hard in the pants.
And she turned around and looked at me as if I was a fucking serial killer, which led to me and my boys wondering the age-old question, how hard are you supposed to get when you're dancing with this chick?
I was actually about
to
say the age-old question. He did it for me.
Mm-hmm. This guy that's not getting it up for her, or can you go, like, full-on hard? I mean, it's a debate.
I think it's outrageous if you
quite
get
frankly,
full on hard dancing with a chick.
I think it's insane.
I'll say this. How hard you get while I'm like grinding on you is directly proportionate to how good I feel about myself.
Okay.
So if you have like a full boner, I'll be like, damn. Okay. Like I am hot
so
today.
So you feel good, but
and
are you like,
I'm a little,
I
I'm a little weirded
home?
Out? Well, it depends. It depends on what, well, a lot of, if does he, what does he look like? You know, like if it's like, all right, this is a done deal. Like, let's go. That's great. Probably, I probably don't want like full boner in the pants. Like, I'm like, if you have like, yeah.
Like full.
If you have like, the scenario I'm picturing is like sweatpants with a full like,
perpendicular
boner. Like, I don't need that. Yeah.
A Ron Burgundy boner.
No.
Yeah.
But if you're wearing jeans, like nobody's going to really know you have a full boner. Like nobody's look, unless people are like looking at your dick. But, you know, like I said, however hard you get is like, that's how good I was just dancing. And it's like, all right, compliment.
How
like, this
often
is great.
Would this, does this happen?
I mean, I don't know. Whenever I'm grinding on somebody, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't know.
I mean,
yeah, like, I feel like that's like a, that's
yeah,
like a thing.
I feel like we're all probably a little bit beyond the like grinding at the bar phase.
I mean, I don't, I'm
but
also
when,
beyond, yeah.
When
like,
you were
I'm
doing
definitely.
That, it would be a consistent thing.
Like at least like a little bit of a boner, yeah. Like if there's no boner, then it's like, well, what the fuck am I doing? You know, like why am I bothering?
I really
like
don't
a little
think.
Bit.
I mean, maybe the blood gets flown a little bit. I don't think I've ever really had like what I would consider anything of like erection.
No, me neither.
Maybe like a, you know, when you have like a, you know, when you have a good dick going.
Oh yeah, good. Dick
I love
days.
That. Like best. When you have a good dick day, sometimes it's like.
Oh, I wish I could relate.
It what would
that
be
sounds
a girl?
Great for
there's
you
really
guys.
No. I mean, I guess like a skinny day for a girl.
Okay.
When right. when I wake up and it's like, well, it doesn't look like a disaster right now. That's a good.
You don't have
day.
Like wrinkle lines no. in it from the sheets and stuff. It's just like it's you wake up at the perfect spot of REM cycle when it's like you're not a full boner, but it's just coming down.
Yeah,
and you like you stand up and you're like, woo-hoo!
And you
look at this bad
you,
boy.
You almost tell yourself that that's not a half erection. Like, oh, that's just what it is. Like standard.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, like,
yeah.
No, that's like 50% of the way there, dude. Yeah. But it's just not doesn't happen to be up. You
right.
know what I mean?
That's just what it is all the time.
So, yeah, that's what I tell myself when I have a good dick day like that. That's the equivalent of a dude when you're feeling good about yourself because the guy's got a boner. When I wake up and I'm like, good dick day over here.
I can't get to
Tuesday's
my window.
Gonna be awesome.
I can't get to my window and open my blinds fast enough.
Yeah, it's like somebody's got to see this.
Yeah.
I hope that
someone
weirdo across the way is looking because this my dick. Good morning.
Get out of the
man,
shower.
My dick's
I'm like,
black
I'm like
voice.
Drying my hair with my dick out. Like,
yeah,
hey,
all of a sudden you're like from Baltimore.
Up, what's up, babe? How you doing? What are you doing today? Like, why are you? Would you put your dick away, dude.
Oh
what
yeah,
are you doing?
I'll strut around the house for sure.
Yeah.
What's up?
So. I've had what I would consider a good dick day moment while grinding.
Yeah, That and that's about as much as it goes. After that, it's like,
which I hope I would hope I think, they can feel. And then maybe
that's
feel
what I'm
good
saying. As honestly, I shouldn't say like I need the guy to have like a full boner. I'm saying that's like the probably the ultimate compliment. Like, oh wow. Also kind of weird though. Again, like I probably wouldn't immediately go home, but I also would think to myself like that's
this
nice.
This guy wants it.
But again, if there is no boner at all, I don't feel good about myself. And then it's like, well, what the fuck?
So
like,
you got guys, on this, fellas like, out there, gotta get a
dress that's
what
too tight.
Also plays
what?
A factor you know? in the grinding boner issue is like when I'm grinding, I'm sufficiently drunk. Like I don't, I'm not out there grinding.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
When I'm like less than, I don't know, 12 drinks deep.
Right.
Like I gotta be.
But again, this is because we're all beyond that. I feel like in like college, it was like a few beers and you just get out there and.
No,
around.
Even then, I've always had social anxiety. So even then,
yeah, you're a real shy guy, John. You don't talk much at all or anything. So final answer is get a little bit of a decent amount of boner.
Yeah,
get as hard as you always wanted to look.
Yeah,
put that on a fucking t-shirt.
I'll second that.
That's what's up.
This is what I wish it always looked like. Then stop.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, KFC. Asa Fights, this is Corey from the Poconos. I wanted to see what you guys think is more surprising. A, when you find out your favorite actor is actually gay, not that there's anything wrong with that, or B, that your favorite actor actually has a British accent.
This is hands down for me. I know my answer on this one.
This is so easy.
You said what's more surprising?
Yes. When your favorite actor, you find out they're gay or a British accent.
British,
yeah.
1,000%.
Who finds out their favorite actor is gay?
Well,
like,
that happens to me a lot.
Like who?
I'll think, like, Matt Bomer.
Matt Bomer's the only one.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, Matt Bomer came to mind, too.
Wentworth Miller, Prison Break.
I don't know that.
The dude from Prison Break is gay?
Yeah.
Shout out to Prison Break, it just came back.
I know.
I forgot
so
about that.
About
I actually did know that.
See,
but,
that did blow my mind right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
that guy
but
could get so many chicks. He's probably getting so many dudes.
I know,
so,
I know.
A lot of dick.
Like a lot, like banging tons of dudes' butts, but
for sure.
For him.
Yeah,
I mean, girls would be all over that dude.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in a second. Like, I was distraught. Him and Matt Bomer, I think, they're probably the two off the top of my head that I can think of.
White Collar.
What? Yeah, the White Collar guy. Also in Magic Mike. So fucking hot.
Oh, if you're in Magic Mike,
he's
about
super
it.
Duper
hot.
Handsome.
Okay.
But he's
beyond.
Like.
So those are two bombs.
I remember when I found out he was gay, he was never my like favorite actor, but I knew who he was because you see him, he's a stunning gentleman.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, that guy's gay? Because I bet he could crush.
Oh, that guy's gay? Fuck.
Yeah.
That's always my reaction. It's like, oh, he's gay?
I'm finding out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, God
but
damn
I
it.
I remember when I found out Dr. House was British.
That was
like
a mind
a seminal moment of my life.
Oh, also Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Gay, but, being gay.
I think I knew he's gay for a long time.
But when he came out, it was like, oh, shit, Doogie Howser.
Yeah, Doogie Howser. Like, sorry.
When I found out Brody from Homeland, Damian Lewis, was British, that blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love,
by the way, he gets a bad rap just because his character ended up sucking. His note to Obama was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. You remember that? When Obama met the cast of Homeland because he loved it so much.
By the way, her character did not suck. The show ended up sucking, but Brody was an awesome character. Homeland was incredible.
Yeah, but his character ended up being like, you have to cut ties with Brody.
Yeah.
That was
right.
Season three. It was
you.
Like, you got to get rid of him.
Right.
But. He signed when they met Obama, he signed a DVD box set for him and put to President Obama from one Muslim to another. That's
good.
Funny as fuck.
That's really funny.
When I heard him talk, though, that guy, and most recently, the dude from Get Out, the black guy, is British.
Oh, I knew that because of Black Mirror.
I knew that because of Black Twitter, because I saw someone tweet, they go, and this dude has a British accent. Give him the fucking Oscar right now.
Well,
like, just lock it up.
On the flip side, you see Samuel L. Jackson all pissed off because he was like, why not give it to like an American black guy? Why does it have to be an English black guy?
I saw that.
And, like, because he's a good actor.
Yeah.
Get
and
the fuck out of here.
And that dude actually did an interview. He was like, we're kind of splitting hairs, dude. Like, you have to be a black person from a certain country now. We're all black.
It's still
a good sign.
I like that guy.
I say hands down, though, that, and Stringer Bell, when Idris Elba first talked, I was like, oh.
I also didn't know Tom Hardy was British when he was Bane. I knew him like as being Bane, and then I found out he was British like a little bit
later. You knew Tom Hardy's being Bane first? Yeah. That was your first thing you
missed? Yes. Isn't that weird?
I almost forget that he was Bane.
Yeah.
I was like the first, because I was always like, also, oh, Bane, like kind of into it. And then it was like, he was Tom Hardy and like also hot.
Not
like, oh,
only
shit.
Though is he British, he's like the most British person ever.
Yeah, I know.
I need subtitles to watch his shows.
Yeah, you like, can't even hear
it's
him.
It's like a whole different language, just an accent.
Also, Christian Bale, while we're on the same page.
Yeah there's a lot of them.
But every time I'm like, I guess
with
I should
like
probably get
very
used to it a
yeah, like very convincing American accents, I guess.
Is there anyone who can do it opposite? I always wonder that. Like, if I just started doing a British accent, could I get away with it?
No. You? Absolutely not.
Like, why
not
are all? Now. Why is it only like? Why don't any Americans
hey, John,
go do?
Why don't you try right now? We'll see if you can get by. Why don't you do this? Why don't you
channel,
do this Lisa ad?
Russell Brand.
Why don't you do the Lisa ad here as with your British accent?
Perfect.
Let me see.
Quite the performance.
All right. Innovative and disruptive new online mattress company. Like, I can't.
Yeah, it's a pretty good start.
Yes, you can. Do it.
Lisa Mattresses is an innovative and disruptive online mattress company. Like Tom's Shoes and Warby Parker of the mattress industry, they're exclusively available online. Starts at just $525. Mattress ships in a condensed box directly to your door. Right? It's 100 nights. Risk-free trial. All you've got to do is sleep in the bed, right?
We're getting Irish right
now. This is Irish now. This is just Irish.
You sound like Mini Driver right now.
100-night risk-free trial. You sleep in the bed. If you like it, you keep it. Oh, we went
oh,
Irish.
Like oh, it's,
well, like if you like it, you keep it.
They've got, hey, governor. They've got free shipping anywhere.
I love how you say that to get back on track.
It's a good old hey, governor. Yeah. We'll get hey, governor. All right, yep. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. It's 100% American made, those goddamn patriots. Yankee fooks. Oh, we are.
Hey, my God. Hey.
Now, Lisa Mattresses, they've got a 10-inch hybrid foam mattress with three premium foam layers of a universal feel that anybody needs to sleep better. With Lisa 110 program, we donate one mattress to a shelter for every 10 we sell. We also plant one tree for every mattress sold, pledging to plant 1 million trees by 2025.
Promo go to Lisa, code Barstool.
Go to lisa.com/barstool for $75 off. Promo code lisa.com/barstool.
Mattresses.
This is the Uber of mattresses.
I mean, John.
Yeah.
Pretty good?
You asked, could you pull it off? Mm-hmm. I think the answer is a resounding yes.
You hit like five different accents in there.
At
the end, it was
like
a little
United
bit
Kingdom.
Indian, I think, in there. mattresses.
I know they've got a lot of problems over there in the UK right now with the Brexit and all that. I'm trying to bring everyone back together.
You're just uniting us all together.
Thank you for single-handedly doing that with that Lisa ad that was like 12 sentences long. Appreciated that.
We wrap up today with a edition of Barstool DVR. Today on Barstool DVR, we are ranking the five of the best television villains of all time. Now, I've done an entire bracket where I put it up to the voting a couple years ago, but I feel like recently there's been some new TV shows, some new characters that have come out. So these five are a mix of old and new of some of the best villains of all time. Number five on my list here on Barstool DVR, best villains currently, Inspector Campbell from Peaky Blinders. I hate this dude.
I love him.
I love him, but I love to hate him. Do you watch Peaky Blinders?
I watched the first season.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm. This guy, I want to fucking rip his face off. I hate his guts. He's so smug. Tommy Shelby is my boy.
He's the best.
He's the number one character on TV right now, I think. That's the point, too. You love Tommy Shelby, so you hate the guy who fucks with him and his family.
And who's fucking his girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. he was as fucking grimy as it gets.
Yeah.
He's the dude from Jurassic Park. He's Dr. Allen from Jurassic Park.
That's right. I forgot that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So there's a little British thing going
connection.
On. I don't know which way he went, American to British, British to American.
I don't know.
So I used to like him, and now I hate his
Ooh.
Guts. So, but Peaky Blinders is probably one of my favorite shows on TV right now. Tommy Shelby, probably one of my favorite characters. And so Inspector Campbell, by default, one of the worst villains out there. Number four on the list, we're going to throw it back to Friday Night Lights fights.
He's the opposite of Inspector Campbell, because Inspector Campbell we liked. He was a bad guy, but like he liked to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
I hated hating. I did not enjoy hating J.D. McCoy's dad.
J.D. McCoy's dad is, if I ever meet that guy in real life, the actor, I'd hate him. Like, I hate that person.
Yeah, I fucking hate that guy.
Like, I wouldn't even talk to you. I wouldn't even shake your hand, dude. J.D. McCoy could be on the list. He's a little prick.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
He was the punk kid who was like getting played by the dad. It was like puppeteer sort of shit.
He turned into a prick, though.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, the dad ended up winning that battle.
That dad was like helicopter parent gone wrong.
To
like
the max.
You know, sometimes the kids will like get away from helicopter parent, and be like, "Oh, my parents are so annoying." This guy was like, "I'm controlling you. I'm the puppet master. You are my puppet."
And especially when you put him next to Coach Taylor, it's like, here's how it's done. How you raise these kids to be leaders of men. Mm-hmm. And then
speaking of Coach Taylor, Hank played the classic move. He Instagrammed his picture with Coach Taylor from last summer today just to get those likes up.
Absolutely.
And the caption of it is so great. The caption is the true story of what happened, where Hank went up to him and said, "Hey, Coach, you know, we're from Part of My Take," and all that. And his reply was, "Man, I'm on vacation. Just take the picture.
Just take the damn picture.
I love that so much.
I mean, you can just hear it. You can see it. I know the exact face he made, like a little frowny thing.
Yeah,
just take
the
damn picture, Hank.
Oh God, I love him so much.
Number three on the list, new to the villainry game, new to the top tier though. My girl Cersei on Game of Thrones.
Ugh.
She is the baddest bitch.
I love
her.
And
now
this is a
girl that I used to hate. Like, I didn't like her. Now I love to hate her. I think I'm rooting for her to take the whole fucking thing down.
I am too.
I want her to take the Iron Throne.
I don't think I've ever hated her. I think I've always been like, that bitch is in control.
I
was like, that bitch is number one. Like, I fucking love that bitch. I can't wait to see what happens. And anybody that was like kind of doing shit to keep her down, I was like, you'll get yours.
Watch out.
Like,
and
you fucking watch your ass.
Spoiler alert, she blows the fuck up out of everybody.
Damn.
I'm with Keegs on that though. I know when people used to hate her.
Mm-hmm.
I never did.
Nope.
I was always like,
Team
Cersei.
Like, I wish I was, because I wish I could say that like you guys, because right now I'm Team Cersei and people are still mad at me. Mm-hmm. If you're Team Cersei from the jump, you guys are villains too.
Yeah, that's what,
and
yeah.
And you know
I'm
what?
Like,
I don't know how this is going to end. Nobody knows how this is going to end, because that fat furry fuck George R. R. Martin won't write the goddamn story. But if there is any ounce of realism in this magical fantasy world, it's that at the end of the day, it will be some bad bitch female who's fucking puppeteering the whole world.
Of course it is. Well, that's number one. Of course it is. And also, now the fact that they're like writing it without him and all this is happening, like there's just no other, like I feel like there's no other way that it's going to go. Also, I feel like it's a common theme throughout all of the shows coming out now. It's like, it's not really a happy ending. Like, happy endings are no longer a thing.
There's not going to be a happy ending.
So it's going
to
be like, seriously, like, you know, Iron Throne, crown on her head, like, bad on bitch.
I disagree strongly.
You think it's going to be a good ending? A happy ending?
I think
it'll be a happy
ending.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
I think
you're an idiot.
Especially after all this death, like literally everyone dying. I hope she kills fucking everybody.
It's going to be something with Daenerys and Jon Snow.
See, I think it's going to be those two, and then Cersei at the last second will be like, "Hey, Jon Snow, come over here. I'll fuck you." And he'll do that because guys are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
She'll kill Jon Snow. And Khaleesi's like kind of like this fucking punk ass bitch these days.
Yeah, she's a little
loose cannon.
If it's
Khaleesi versus Cersei toe to toe, who's gonna win?
It's not. I don't think it's gonna come to that. I think I think the writing is very clearly on the wall that Jaime's gonna kill her.
Jaime's gonna kill Cersei.
Yeah.
I think that's where they
want us to think.
I think that's what he's going to try to do.
I think she, especially because the only like bit of vulnerability she's ever shown is like with Jaime. I feel even
so. Maybe
still,
that's why he was able to kill her though. Because in a moment,
no, right? But I think that's why they want us to think that. So then she can come in and be like, "Actually, I have no fucking soul. Fuck
stand
you."
In the back.
And then all my kids are dead. This doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. She's going to go off the rails when she knows she doesn't even have kids to live for.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. Number two on the list, I gotta let my Lost nerdhood out. Benjamin Linus.
Lost was so long ago for me. Like I forget about.
You gotta go back and watch Ben. He was such a prick. He let that guy shoot his daughter in the head. He was like, "Come out here, or I'm gonna shoot your daughter." And he was like, "Go ahead."
And it was
all for nothing.
It worked.
He was protecting like a fucking island that wasn't for anything.
Well, that's the worst part. They completely cut his balls off at the end. Like,
yeah.
He was being completely played by like whatever the fuck
Jacob
was.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck Jacob.
But when there was one line where Jack was like, "Do you have a plan?" And he was like, I always have a plan.
Yeah.
And it was like, you felt like he was just this mastermind.
Because he was like, he had that little weasel face. And it wasn't like a scary, intimidating thing. It was just like, "You're going to get outsmarted, and I'm going to be one step ahead every single time," until the writers completely fucked him over.
It's easy to write a character where you're like, "I know everything that's going on. when you have no plan whatsoever and are never going to resolve anything. Like, you can make him seem like he knows right. everything, but then when the answer is literally nothing. No one knows anything.
But that's why the number one villain on the list, he's the guy, the only guy who had more plans and was more steps ahead than Ben Linus was in Lost, was Gustavo Fring in Breaking Bad, and now he's making his appearance back on Better Call Saul. That dude was ice cold. And it took the only other, like, more conniving character maybe in history, Walter White, was the guy who could take him down. He was, I mean, when he box-cuttered that dude's throat open and the blood spurted all over him and his face didn't even change, when he was just, everything he did was so, like, proper and with, like, OCD almost.
Him not giving, him, was, like, just the straight face, like, everything that he did, especially the fact that he was kind of, like, a small person. Like,
yeah.
He was not, he's not, like, some big buff guy. He's just, like... I'm gonna fucking kill you.
So well,
and
that was
I'm smarter than you, and I will still chop you up.
It was so well cast because I could have, like, he looks like the manager of a fast food.
Yeah, he does.
It was perfect.
And totally
it was,
does.
He had, that's what it had to be hidden in plain sight. Like, it had to be somebody who couldn't look like a badass.
Yep.
Nope.
He was threatening to kill his daughter. I will kill your infant daughter.
Mm-hmm.
When he went down to, like, Colombia or Mexico or whatever, and he poisoned everybody. He threw up the poison, and everybody was dead. And he was, Don Elanio está muerte. Fucking everybody was dead. That was wild.
That's
that
a good impersonation.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on that one.
I know.
He is far away from me. It's almost like you wish he could have won. He was so good. I wish that, like, he just killed Walter White.
Cersei style?
Yeah, right. It's like there was no happy ending.
I also felt like once he was dead, it was almost the end. Like, the last season of Breaking Bad was still good, but once he was dead, it was, like, so final.
It was
like,
wrapping
the
up the Walter White saga, but the story of Breaking Bad, I feel like, ended with Gustavo Fring.
Sure.
It all ended. Now he gets to come back. He is making his appearance back on season 3, so this is a mix of, like, new and old villain, because we're going to get to see. I want to see how he got to be like that. How he went from, like...
I think they hinted at it. Didn't they? Like, where he came...
Well, I mean, we saw him go... Remember, he wanted the money to be a cook or a chef with, like, his boyfriend, right? Wasn't he, like, gay, too?
Yeah, he was gay.
Right. Which is another little twist, too. It's like, you know, you would never think of, like, this... of a badass villain as a gay dude. But he went down to the cartel.
In there, they hint at his days in Chile or something like that.
I think this is what we're going to find out.
Yeah.
I think they're going to show those days, how he got in the drug game, how he got linked up with Mike Ehrmantraut, and how it all mixes in with Jimmy McGill, a.k.a. Better Call Saul. So, I mean, a lot of these shows, Peaky Blinders is in between seasons. Friday Night Lights is obviously over. Breaking Bad's coming back in, what, June?
Game of Thrones, July.
Game of Thrones,
July.
Loss is over. And so you can watch Gus Fring come back 10 o'clock Monday night on AMC. That's it for today's episode of KFC Radio. Shout out to two-time Barstool Feud winner, John Feidelberg.
Whatever.
Thanks to, you know what, we're going to give you honors, Kelly. Any last words?
Why? No. I won.
No, my last words are, I don't have any good last words.
John, any last words?
He took them away.
Fuck you! Got me again. Oh,